Splicing. You may wish to walk the sea walk more than once. In fact, you may choose to walk it for each of the key areas in your life, either proactively, which is ideal, intentionally clearing out the remaining undigested past in you that is ready to be released now. Or if you prefer the more sluggish approach, and why on earth would you? Why on earth would you? The walk, the sea walk, reactively clearing out what is being triggered, actively dislodged in you, and disturbing you now. This is a far more painful way. Can this you see? Can this you see? Yet either way that you do choose, proactively or reactively, the sea walk, it is an incredibly powerful tool. If you choose to walk the sea walk, once for each key area in your precious life, my friend, here are 8 areas that you might ponder walking. Your health and your vitality, your career and your volunteering, your money and your finances, your personal growth and your development, your fun and your recreation, your intimate relationship, your friends and to your family, your home and work environments. You may wish to personalize this list, making it a truer reflection of your own life. Here is another quick and highly effective process that rapidly dissolves the experience of disturbance in you. Unlike the sea walk, my dear friend, you can discreetly practice this as it is completely internal. As you do this, no one will notice that you are in a precise moment, a pivot point of relieving yourself from unnecessary suffering, for all suffering is unnecessary. You can explore this in private or in a quiet place in public. The next time that you do feel distraught, try this. As a little girl, I watched my father splicing reel-to-reel audio tape with a tiny manual device. He would insert one end of the good part, the beginning, of his recording that he really liked. Just past where it began to be unpleasant, he would cut it. Then he would insert the end of his recording just before it began to be really, really good again, and he would cut it there. He would trust it there. Then he would overlap the two cut ends. He would overlap. And with this little device, he would splice them. When he listened to the edited track, this new recording, it was so sweet, so clear, so smooth, and so unique. Years later, this healing process, it intuitively alighted in me, in my awareness. I call it splicing. And I began to teach it to you, my brothers and sisters of humanity. Gradually, it dawned on me that I had watched a physical version of what this healing metaphor it is based upon. Its effects are so sublime. Choose a time and place where you will be undisturbed by anyone or anything. It can be indoors or out, as long as you will be undistracted. Take a few moments to simply relax your precious body, my dear friend, allowing it to adjust itself into the most comfortable position possible. Then begin to invite your body weight to sink down and back. Yes, leaning back if there is support behind your precious core. Let your weight sink heavily down and back. You might begin to notice that your breathing, it is naturally becoming slow and oh so deep and enriching. Close your eyes gently now, my friend. Let your lids soften oh so gentle, as if you were relaxing into a rest-like sleep. Become aware of something that is disturbing you, my friend, an event, an incident, an interaction with someone, a worry, a pain. Without wallowing at all in it, simply observe it, my friend. Simply be aware of it. Allow an aspect of your awareness to drift up and back again, as far back as it needs to drift, to find a time just before you experienced the unpleasant state for the very first time. A moment just before, a moment when you were still in the virginal purity before it began. Yes, before it ever, ever began. Once you sense that this aspect of your awareness, unconscious or semi-conscious, it is found, this precious moment, this moment just before, Ask it to now bookmark it, to place a marker where you can find it easily in a moment's time. And now allow an aspect of your awareness to drift forward to a moment just beyond the now, my friend, the now. For it will take a brief moment to set this process up. And once you sense that this aspect of your awareness, it has found this moment just beyond the now, please ask it to bookmark itself, to place a marker where you can easily find it again in a brief moment's time. And now become aware of both bookmarks. Become gently aware of their presences and allow them to touch. Allow them to touch. Allow them to begin to merge, to overlap. As they do, drop out the intervening time. Allow it simply to now drop down, disappearing completely from your awareness eternally as these two bookmarks, they continue to merge. Allow them to merge so smoothly and purely that you cannot tell anymore where they connect. This seam is so smooth. It is oh so smooth. And you begin to experience the purity of then, now. Notice how this purity now, it continues infinitely out into your future time. Bask in this most peaceful place, this most delicious experience. Bask in the delight of true freedom, in the incredible lightness of your being. Bask as you are experiencing this now. As you feel yourself completing this most sacred experience, take a few deep, luxurious breaths. As you transition slowly from this sublime experience of splicing, gradually into other activities in your life, be gentle with yourself. For you may be processing and integrating for quite some time. And during this, it may seem to you as if a large quotient of your attention, it is now internal, for it truly is. And as soon as your deep awareness, your soul, it is sufficiently complete with guiding your integration, your healing, your discovery of your incredible lightness of being, you will feel released. You will feel as if you are waking up, completely refreshed, with your primary attention now available. Yes, once again, to notice and to engage in the world around you. Enjoy the precious discoveries and paramount relief you feel as you explore this brand new gift that splicing now offers you. It is your gift, given to you. Please use it, friends. Please use it now, my friends, to release yourself from hell. Yes, to release yourself from any last remains of what you called hell. And so it is. Step forward now, fresh and renewed into your life, my friends. For this, it is your own resurrection. Yes, this, my friends, my most sacred friends, this gift I give now here to you. It is your resurrection.